Hello, and welcome to our IBM Smart Surveillance Solution, Turning Video into Intelligence podcast. For more information, see www.ibm.com/security. This is the next in a series of security interviews. My name is Brooke Campanelli, and I'll be your IBM host today. I'm pleased to have with me Steve Russo, IBM Director of Security and Privacy Technology, IBM Global Technology Services. Steve has responsibility for the technical strategy and development of IBM's Smart Surveillance Solution, which is developed at IBM's research facilities in Hawthorne, New York. Steve has 20 years of engineering and systems deployment experience with IBM and has managed the implementation of several worldwide initiatives in IBM across supply chain, web delivery, sales knowledge, and finance. Please welcome our guest today, Steve Russo, who will talk about IBM's Smart Surveillance Solution and how IBM can help address your key security and business challenges by turning video into intelligence. As the need to capture actions, activities, and events in today's physical environment continues to increase, so does the need to analyze, store, and respond to this data. Today's security systems need to be capable of not only gathering more information, but filtering and presenting that information in a contextual, interpreted manner. Today, you'll hear how IBM's Smart Surveillance Solution provides a complete end-to-end security solution designed to help customers improve their security and business environments by turning video data into intelligence. Well, welcome, Steve.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. So tell us, what are some of the key business challenges clients are facing today in the area of physical security?
Physical security for most of our customers in all of the industries that we support with the project we're working on are really set up to be reactive as opposed to proactive. So there are security technologies, capabilities for recording video, understanding people's movements and so forth, but it is all recorded and used for reactive purposes. If there's a crime, if there's a situation that has occurred where somebody has slipped and fell, those type of situations are then reviewed where people go back and look at video after the fact. But there really is limited capability to use the video that is stored and the resources that the customer has put in place to store video in a proactive manner. And it is today concentrated around physical security. So the infrastructure that exists, the technology, the money that has been spent, is not able to be used for anything other than security. Some of what we are doing, which we'll get into shortly, allows us not only to be more proactive, but also to allow us to use this information that is stored, the video that is stored, for other things than security, for operational efficiency type activities. So the challenges we see is that a lot of money is spent, a lot of information, video is stored, but it has limited use, and the customers are finding that they would like to take better advantage of the investment that has been made in this area.
So, Steve, how does Smart Surveillance Solution help solve the issues we raised earlier? And perhaps can you share an example with us?
IBM Smart Surveillance Solution is a set of technologies, hardware, software, services that are combined to form a full solution. And what it is intended to do is to add intelligence to physical security systems to allow them to be more proactive, as I mentioned earlier, so that we can take the investment that exists today, add to it by adding additional capabilities with some of our own state-of-the-art technology that has come from IBM Research, which is the core of our solution, which allows us to use this technology in a much more proactive manner to add intelligence to these systems, which in the past have been used for nothing other than passive recorders of information that then we can look back at to find, call out information for a particular situation. In addition to that, the solution allows us to integrate with existing capabilities that a customer may have. If they have a surveillance system that exists today, we can add to it, extend the capabilities that they have. We have the ability to put in the entire solution from cameras all the way through to storage and data mining of the capabilities that the customer is providing. To take the capabilities that IBM provides with something called our smart surveillance system. And what that is at the core that I mentioned earlier is a technology that has come out of IBM research. We have commercialized it, and it goes through the video. It analyzes the video as it's coming across on through the cameras and analyzes each frame. And what it does is it creates a full index of all of the activities that are occurring within the field of view of a camera across all of the cameras and consolidates it into a database. So you can conceive of what we are providing as a full index now into your video. So for example, if we have a situation where someone slipped and fell and the person we believe had a red shirt on and we want to check that, we can go back and look for people in a particular area that had a red shirt during a period of time and do a search. And instead of in the past of having to go back and watch many hours of video, show me people that were in this area of the store that had a red shirt on. And it will immediately pull back all of the clips of video that happened at that time. So this video index connects back to the raw video so that we can look at it, analyze it, go forward, go backward within the video. But we now have a full index of all of the events. In addition to that, we have the ability to create a set of instant alerts. If we want to be alerted of someone entering into an area, a secured area where they shouldn't be, or an object abandoned where there is a concern of something being left behind that may be a hazard, things like that can now be set as an alert to alert a security professional that a situation has occurred in real time. But even while we are alerting people of things that are happening in real time, we are recording, as I said earlier, all of the events that are occurring and metadata about those events. Metadata is data about the data, which creates this index that I mentioned earlier. So even if I didn't think that I wanted to look for a car of a certain color and keep that recorded or be alerted of someone in a red shirt that may be passing in a certain area, if I need to go and do a forensic analysis, I now have the ability, because I've recorded information about all of the events, to go off into the database and do a very easy search. Show me a person in a red shirt that may be in this area in these time intervals over a period of days or weeks or months. Show me a large yellow truck that drove into the facility between 8 and 9 in the morning. Those type of things can now be looked at through the database. So the real essence of the solution is that we create an index and we create a database where we are taking physical information from our physical security systems and turning that into intelligence that we can then use not only in a reactive manner, as it was in the past, but in a proactive manner to start to look at trends, patterns, things that have occurred in the past to predict future threats, also looking at operational efficiency, understanding the effectiveness of certain displays going forward. So we've taken what was a very passive type system in the past and turning it into a very active, responsive set of capabilities that provide business intelligence.
Can you tell us which industry smart surveillance is most applicable for and how it's used?
Sure. Smart surveillance solution can be used across all industries for both providing additional security capabilities as well as other types of advantages in the way of operational efficiency and running their businesses better. IBM is concentrating initially on public sector, retail, and financial, and we are also working in the transportation industry. In each of these, we have a base framework that provides some of the capabilities that we discussed earlier, but we have an extension onto that base that provides specific needs to help solve problems on a particular industry. So in the area of public sector, we have solutions that allow us to protect a public building, a high-value target, let's say, so I can understand where abandoned objects may be or if they are left behind in an area where they could pose a threat. Or if people are in an area where they do not have the authority to be. If doors are opening and closing in a secured area that we need to watch and have controls on. Those type of solutions exist today in our public sector extensions. In the area of retail, we provide extensions to the base capabilities that provide function that will help in the reduction of loss, loss due to customer fraud, loss due to insider fraud or theft from associates. An example would be in the checkout line where a cashier may be what looks like on the video, they are scanning a piece of merchandise and it comes across and it does not result in a corresponding transaction in our transaction log, meaning that the barcode was covered. So anybody watching from a distance, they see this as a normal transaction, but in fact it is a fraud situation where the customer is being given something without paying for it. We're able to detect that now because we can integrate between these information systems, the log that records the transaction, as well as the video to see what's happening in the real world. In the area of financial sector, most specifically in bank branches, we are providing security around ATM machines to prevent fraud at ATM machines, as well as capabilities that would prevent fraud for check cashing, where we can recognize situations where people are coming in at certain times or the same person comes in that is a known assailant. And in those type of situations, we can provide extensions onto the base that allow us to solve real customer needs, the area of transportation and railways, to ensure that people are not on the tracks or in a power substation. We can now set alerts so that we know real time when these situations occur and can stop events from happening. At the same time, as I said earlier, across all of these solutions, we provide information about all of the events to then go back and do forensic analysis. So we do provide capabilities across our industry segments that we support today and have the ability to support more, and we will continually add additional features to solve additional real-world problems for our customers going forward. So it is a very versatile technology and set of capabilities that comprise the solution to turn our passive security systems from the past into more proactive systems that provide business intelligence for security and for providing better operational efficiency.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. This was great information. We thank you for listening to our IBM Smart Surveillance Solution, Turning Video into Intelligence podcast. To learn more about IBM Smart Surveillance Solution, please go to www.ibm.com and search on Smart Surveillance to find more information. You may also go to www.ibm.com/services, click on Security and Privacy Services, then Physical Security Services. And you can also go to www.ibm.com/software/Tivoli/governance/security, click on Physical and IT Security, and click on Products and Services. Well, this does conclude our presentation. We hope you've enjoyed your time with us, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.